everyone. Welcome to King Worldwide. My name is Lisa. This is my dad, Roy.
Hello, everybody. How do you like our blue today?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Today's topic is, of course, very good. It's always good. Roy has the best. About us being accountable and how God has put us here for a plan. And we are to be accountable and get the job done.
So, as born-again Christians, we are owners of this earth.
Over here.
With stewardship, I've got it, with stewardship responsibility. We're responsible for putting an end to all wickedness, whether personal or community. God is holding us accountable. And that's where I got the title for today's broadcast, Psalm 82:2.
From the Aramaic Bible in plain English, how long will you vindicate evil and accept the face of the wicked?
Okay. How long what? Say that again.
Will you vindicate evil? Will you accept the evil, I guess?
Okay.
And then accept the face of the wicked. How long are you going to keep letting...
Putting up with it.
Evil...
Control.
Control when we are supposed to be having control. Genesis 1, 26, 27, 28.
Now, poverty, let's say particularly a generational curse, is one of the biggest injustices perpetrated by Satan. And we have the authority of Jesus to execute God's power and stop and demolish all unclean spirits and set things right. Set them right God's way to what his kingdom has already given us. Mm-hmm. Here's a verse from Joshua
18:3 from the Amplified. So Joshua asked them, how long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? So basically, how long are you going to be disobedient?
Correct. We are God's ambassadors.
God's ambassadors, right.
We are God's ambassadors, and he is vitally interested in seeing that there be a restitution that comes from his kingdom, not from the world. We need to stop looking to the systems of the world to make restitution because the world system is contaminated since Satan is the God of this world.
Amen.
Now, God promised in Hebrews, this is a quote, I will recompense. Recompense means to compensate, pay damages, return, make amends, and equivalent for anything done or suffered. Here's the verse that documents that.
Hebrews 10:30 from the Aramaic Bible in plain English. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, and I shall give payment. And again, the Lord Jehovah will judge his people.
Okay.
So he said that, vengeance is mine.
We have been deceived and living off the world's crumbs long enough. Verse?
Luke 16:19-21. This is from the New Living Translation. Jesus said, there was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen, and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there, longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores.
Okay. It's time to get violent against Satan, and God will pay big dividends to those who transfer his wealth into the kingdom of God. 1 Samuel.
1 Samuel 17, chapter 17, verse 25 from the Aramaic Bible in plain English. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who has come up for the reproach of Israel? The man who will kill him. The king will enrich him with great riches, and he will give him his daughter, and he shall make the house of his father free in Israel.
Now, you might ask, and we didn't put this in the outline, I just picked this up for you. You might ask, all right, well, what do I do? What do I, if I'm involved as far as generational curse of poverty, what do I do in order to break the cycle? Well, first off, what you do is that you stand on God's word, and here are a few scripture passages as you believe and then speak them. Here are a few scripture passages that will help you as far as transform your mind from what you've experienced in the past and start believing that the wealth is coming your way.
And this is what God has promised his children. It's not maybe or what. It's the these are promises. These are God's promises for us.
I've got 8 or 10, but I'm not going to read 8 or 10. I'm going to read probably 2 or 3 or 4, something like that. Deuteronomy 8:18. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Here's the key point. Lisa just mentioned it, just referred to it. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Remember him, because that's the source of all supply. So therefore, if we're in the marketplace and we're trying to go ahead and excel, if we'll remember that all good things come from above, the source is God, and we turn our attention and we stand on God's word, but at the same time, we put forth the effort in our job or whatever it is mm-hmm. in the marketplace, then if we'll seek the kingdom, seek God in the kingdom first, right. then therefore all those things that you're putting the effort in for will come to you.
It's a mindset shift. It's not about what God, we're his children. We have to understand that this is what he wants us to do, and he'll take care of us, right?
Deuteronomy, yes. Deuteronomy 29:9. I am a keeper of your covenant. God and I will prosper in all that I do. Speak what you want, which is different than what you have. Let's see. Let me pick one or two more from this list. Proverbs 8:18. Durable riches, honor, and righteousness are mine. And then the last one is Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes me rich, and he adds no sorrow with the riches. In other words, the blessing of the Lord makes you rich, and he adds no sorrow or toiling with it. The toiling comes from putting forth,
trying to make it happen.
Trying to make it happen in the natural world.
In your own strength, right?
That's what toiling means. And that's what I did so many years in the corporate world. Is doing that, as compared to going to God, standing on his promises, letting the Holy Spirit guide me as to what to do, and then put forth the effort I'm guided to do, as compared to me mentally trying to calculate and determine what to do and then do it. I can tell you that that's not the way to get the best results, mm-mm. period.
It's a distraction.
Yeah. So you can, if you're involved in a generational curse of poverty, or if you're broke, if it's just you, you can change that in these verses here. And there, and you can go to the word cross-reference and find out other ones, but those are some I just wanted to mention to you, so that at least get you on track of saying, you might say, okay, this is well and good about what you've talked about, you and Lisa talked about, but what can I do in order to help me? Well, this is what you can do. Get the word, stand on the word, believe the word, speak the word.
And let it change how you feel and believe about yourself and who you are, and it'll change your circumstances.
Okay.
Okay, see you soon.
Have a great day.